Good afternoon, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's 20 past one. It is Friday, the first of 2 days off until I have a day back at work, and then 5 or 6 days off. Not much working going on. I'm very much enjoying the big spaces I'm experiencing at the moment. Oh, was a dog barking? When I came over here, I was literally the only person in the park. No one else to be seen anywhere. And there was one misdirected seagull. He or she was even misdirected from the other seagulls. Oh, shut up now. Christ's sakes. It's enough, isn't it, really? So, yes, very quiet. It was very quiet. And then loads of people descended upon the park, making noise. And we don't like noise, do we? Just throw the thing for the dog, for heaven's sakes. There's a car of people with two dogs. The young man is throwing something for the dogs. The woman is in her pyjamas and dressing gown, smoking a fag. Well, there you go. Make of that what you will. But anyway, it's quite a chilly day. It's a grey day. Still sort of brightish, though. My hand's quite cold already. Might swap over hands in a minute. But yes, I'm enjoying. There's that whole, oh, I'm not earning so much money at the moment. But actually, this seems to have come at a quite timely time. A timely time in my therapeutic journey. A timely time just to give me the space to actually put some thought and effort into working on a few things and seeing where they take me. Things are happening at the job. The manager and assistant manager are leaving. The chef, who is a nightmare, is trying to get his mate in there. I just feel the whole thing's kind of heading downhill at the moment. The quality is reducing over time. It's all kind of going a bit cheap and nasty. And I no longer feel comfortable selling that stuff, actually. I've reached that point where I don't feel I'm selling something that I can have faith in. Few more sort of, not so much complaints, but people who aren't as happy as they used to be. And then you have a chef who's deluding himself that he's Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay, he ain't. Well, he's got all the anger stuff. Not so much the cooking skills, from what I can see. Anyway. So, yes. Couple of days off. I am mooching about today. I've done my washing. I've got a workout to do. Back and shoulders today, which I'll do a bit later. I've got a podcast to record, which I'm doing now. You will know that if you're listening. Although when you're listening, I won't be doing it then. I will have already done it. Because I have to do these before you can listen to them. Unless, of course, you came over the park with me. And then you could listen to them live. But I think that might be a bit weird, if I'm honest. I'd feel a bit weird. I wouldn't feel entirely comfortable. They're not really walking, those dogs. They're just standing around, smoking fags, throwing something for the dogs. But hey, quite big dogs too. Quite big dogs that need a proper run out, don't they? Anyway, I've just changed hands again. It is quite chilly today, but I'm in my winter coat. It's nice to have the opportunity to get a bit of wear out of my winter coat before global warming melts everything, apparently. So yeah, a day of pottering, mooching. I've talked about that before. Mooching for me is just kind of aimlessly wandering about my day without any real intent. And then there's pottering, which is similar to mooching, but with some intent to actually do something. You know, so I've been pottering around, doing my washing, hanging out to dry, you know, a fairly kind of just relaxed approach to things. But actually achieving something by doing it. Whereas mooching doesn't really have to achieve anything apart from the mooching itself. You know, a bit like meditation. Meditative mooching, as I like to now call it. Well, this is a bit all over the place today. A lack of clarity, I don't know. Is it a lack of clarity? Maybe this is what clarity is. It's a very in-the-moment podcast episode, which is quite possibly indicative of just where I'm at right now. This period of less distractions. I've also ordered some clay, the arty stuff. So I'm going to try that out to see if I can do the same kind of stuff with it that I do with blue tack, but actually be able to create something that will air dry and be permanent. So I've just ordered a little bag of that. I'm going to play around with it tomorrow. It should come to, well, it depends what time it comes tomorrow, but I'll have a little play around with it and test it out. So then actually be able to create some of these things that will have a permanence to them. Who knows what might happen, but no doubt I will update you. Ah, there's the sigh. It's nice to be out here. I like being out here. I really do. If I think about it, this park has been quite significant in my life for quite a lot of it. Shout. Oh, there are some more seagulls now. There are three over this side and still the lone seagull over the other side. I wonder where all the other seagulls are. Surely they're hungry too. Hungry for the worms. God, that hand's cold now. Good job I've got my little hand warming pockets on my new jacket, actually, isn't it? I think I might go back in now. Catch you all next time. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.